Welcome. You're listening to The Breakdown by UX Hunt, where we update you on the latest tools, design trends, feature releases, and summarizing topics within UI and UX. This is Season 1 of Breakdown, and I'm your host, Jay, the founder of UX Hunt. On today's episode, we'll quickly skim through a few updates from Figma and Sketch. Sketch released since about a few weeks back, and I managed to use it in one of my projects. In a nutshell, I would say that it's a new way of overriding, or rather applying colors on a symbol without really relying on complex workarounds. All you have to do is select a symbol that already exists, click on a new tab called Tints on the right panel, select a color, and the color gets applied. It overrides everything on top of it. I started using Sketch recently. I think I was probably one of the first few when they launched. But eventually, as I started working with multiple companies, I moved into Figma. And trust me, now that I got back into it, Tints does make a huge difference in this whole process. It makes it a lot more faster, I would say. So getting into Figma. Figma announced their integration with Framer and Zeppelin. The first time Figma announced anything related to Framer was back in 2016. That's when I actually tried using Framer. But it was based on CoffeeScript and I had no knowledge about it, so I kind of gave up. Anyhow, I think in 2018 is when they launched Framer X, when they moved it from CoffeeScript to TypeScript. And that's when a lot of tutorials started popping up and the learning curve became quite minimum. Framer has a good track record on having features and functionality, which even a beginner can start off with, but there are ample of resources on YouTube that you can find nowadays. And there are multiple courses which I've seen popping around. Figma and Framer integration. So Framer recently announced Framer Web, which is essentially the web browser-based application for Framer. As far as I've understood, all you have to do is copy the link of your Figma file and paste it within Framer Web. And it does the rest for you. I think it's on waiting list. I received an invitation yesterday to test it out. I haven't managed to do it, so hopefully within the next upcoming episodes, I'll try to do that. But I think in terms of the philosophy, Figma and Framer are quite aligned now. The reason being, Figma wanted designers to be able to do what they're really good at on practically any system that they hold. Of course, it's still not compatible with iPad, and I think it would be great if it could be, but considering it's not, the main purpose that they wanted to hit was Windows and Mac users. I think Framer Web also seems to solve the same problem. There'll be more information on Framer Web as soon as I test it out within the next few episodes, but for now, if you are a Framer enthusiast, I would suggest you to put your name on waiting list, or if they've opened up the sign up, then give it a shot. Let me know how it is. And as for designers who are not much of a Framer user, I would recommend Protopie. It's available both on Mac and also on Windows. And it's probably one of my best prototyping tools right now. I use Figma to have very quick prototyping, but if you are someone who's keen on making something a little more advanced, you should go for Protopie. Figma also released their redesigned integration for Zeppelin. It's more native now, considering Figma released their plugin option a couple of months back, and a lot of indie developers and companies have jumped on board to actually build their own plugins. If you haven't tried it, I would recommend you to. It is probably one of the best additions Figma did in a long time. In terms of Zeppelin and Figma, I always wondered why someone would use Zeppelin, because Figma Handover essentially fulfills the same purpose. But according to the CEO of Figma, some of their customers prefer Zeppelin's philosophy on developer handover compared to Figma's. In his words, he said, "When you're building a product, it's never a good idea to try and be all things to all people. And we rely on our ecosystem partners to help us fill in the gaps." So, what's new within this integration? The new version 2 plugin improves the export experience. and solves some of the performance issues. As a native plugin, it would not only give users more seamless workflow, but also makes it easier for Zeppelin's team to build, maintain, and add new features to the integration. From Figma, you can now export frames and components, as well as colors, text styles, in a couple of clicks. And in Zeppelin, developers and other members of your product team can automatically generate accurate specs, assets, and code snippets. So I see a huge improvement in the type of output this provides, and also in terms of the speed. Plus, they can see exported assets directly in Zeppelin style guides. One additional feature they're exploring is to build it automatically push any changes made to Figma components to Zeppelin. So as I was recording this podcast, I also read that Figma raised $50 million in their Series D round. Figma is growing tremendously, and I honestly don't know how to express my love for it. They have an excellent team who understands what designers really want. But maybe I'm a bit biased. Could be. But that's it for today. In the next episode, we'll talk about Webflow, Sketch, and a few other topics. That's it for today. Stay tuned for the next episode. This is your host, Jay, from uxhunt.com.